Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden introduces his cabinet. We have the story.
Wichita police investigating a homicide. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A new health order has been signed for Sedgwick County. I'll have the details coming up.
Extended unemployment benefits will be ending next month in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. As precipitation comes to an end across south-central Kansas, we will be clearing with sunshine this afternoon. It looks like great weather for Thanksgiving. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Thunderstorms marched across south-central Kansas Tuesday evening with high winds, some hail, thunder, and lightning. Severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for several counties, including Sedgwick. A wind gust was clocked at 61 miles per hour near Eisenhower National Airport. No major damage reported. Some power lines were blown down near Norwich, and reports of power lines down. Spotty power line reports power line and power outages here in Wichita as well. President-elect Joe Biden is building his cabinet with partnerships with other countries encouraged. Former Secretary of State John Kerry will lead the effort on climate change.
President-elect Joe Biden's foreign policy plan: send experienced civil servants out to patch things up with other countries.
America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it.
No America First, which has been President Trump's foreign policy strategy, is no problem for the nominee to be Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
Especially addressing climate change.
To end this crisis, the whole world must come together.
Kerry will be the face of the Biden administration's $2 trillion climate plan.
Fox's Peter Ducey reporting.
29-year-old Jeremy Cook was reported missing last week by his mother, and police captain Jason Stevens says Cook has now been found dead in a car in East Wichita near Bailey and Armour.
Through several interviews and investigation, or follow-up investigation, they learned that Mr. Cook was last seen in a white Jeep Grand Cherokee. We obtained the tag number for that Jeep Cherokee and put that information out to the community on Sunday.
Then on Monday, a resident located that car near Cottonwood Park to the west of Lincoln and Rock Road. Investigators found Cook's body inside. He was dead from a gunshot wound. Police have no suspects in custody.
With over 20,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County and hospitals in overcapacity, Sedgwick County Health Officer Dr. Gerald Minns has signed a new health order which further increases community restrictions.
Mass gatherings are limited to 25 people who must wear masks and maintain 6 feet of social distancing. Fitness centers are limited to 100 individuals or 50% of the fire code capacity, whichever is less. Patrons must wear masks and social distance. In-person dining at restaurants is allowed between 5 a.m. and 11 p.m. only. Bars and nightclubs' in-person drinking areas must be closed by 11 p.m. Businesses and organizations are responsible for individuals complying with the order. County officials add it does not apply to people in their own homes. The order begins at 12:01 a.m. Friday, the 27th, and expires at 11:59 p.m. Saturday, January 9th, 2021. We have the entire order on our website, knssradio.com. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal program that had extended unemployment benefits for an extra 13 weeks in Kansas will be ending next month.
The U.S. Department of Labor informed the state labor agency that the Kansas unemployment levels have fallen below the eligibility threshold for the extended benefits program. The last payment for Kansans on the program will be the week ending December 12th. The Kansas Department of Labor will notify affected individuals. Kansas previously qualified for the program in June, which offered an additional 13 weeks of unemployment benefits for workers who exhaust regular unemployment benefits during periods of high unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College men's basketball season is at our doorstep right now. K-State starts today, KU tomorrow. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
An educator, a professor, off the job for posts he made on social media. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving Eve. Police in Oklahoma City say officers fatally shot a 15-year-old boy who had tried to rob a convenience store at gunpoint. Five officers opened fire on Stavian Rodriguez after he crawled out a drive-through window of the store Monday night with a gun in his hand. Rodriguez failed to follow officers' orders to drop the gun and get on the ground, and a sixth officer on the scene had fired a non-lethal round at him.
At least three drug companies have shown great promise for a COVID-19 vaccine, possibly being approved within weeks. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News.
Plans being talked about, who first, first responders, EMS, police, fire, some people that are really active in the community with that are the most vulnerable right off the bat, depending on how many vaccines the state and that we would get.
Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
A man in South Carolina pleads guilty in Texas for his role in a plot to attack sites closely connected to the president.
Christopher Sean Matthews admitted to devising a plan to attack the White House and Trump Tower in New York, either by bomb or with guns. He pleaded to conspiracy to support ISIS. Matthews said he planned with Jalen Christopher Molina to share bomb-making plans and radicalize people to support terrorist organizations. Both men were indicted last month. Matthews will be sentenced next March, possibly facing up to 20 years in prison. Molina's jury trial has not yet been scheduled. If convicted, he faces 40 years behind bars. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
An educator is off the job for posts he made on social media.
A Michigan science professor has been put on administrative leave after the discovery of racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic Twitter posts. Thomas Brennan was placed on leave after a student-run newspaper reported on tweets, which included a screenshot of one post in which he said COVID-19 was another Jewish revolution. Brennan says his use of a racist slur in another tweet was meant to neutralize its power, claiming it's a mind control spell designed to make people hate each other. Ferris State University calling the tweets offensive and counter to the school's values. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Still might be seeing a bit of a slowdown after a traffic accident. This was on northbound I-235, approaching the North Junction where I-235 goes east and west there. So watch out for that this morning. Traffic update. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Earlier this morning, I understand it was snowing west of here just a few miles.
Yeah, you know what? Some of our neighbors in central Kansas, anywhere between 1 to 4 inches of snow. Those were a lot of the reports that I've seen, so far. But, of course, here in Wichita, we kind of miss out on some of that wintry weather, and it may be a little while before we get another shot. So I hope you weren't too disappointed.
Oh, no,
not getting any snow.
No. Al, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Tell us about the weather. What's going to be happening?
You know what, Steve? Things are going to be just fine, especially for anybody that's going to be doing any kind of local traveling. We've got partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies for today. 51 for a high. A lot of clouds out there now, but I promise we'll eventually see some of that clearing, which a lot of our neighbors have already seen. Northwest winds at 10 to 25, although still gusty to start, those will gradually kind of relax and calm down as we go through the day, too. Clear skies tonight, low of 33. That's going to make for a cold start to our Thanksgiving, but then more fair skies on the way with a high of 57, just a few degrees shy of 60 for our Thanksgiving. And with those fair skies, it's going to be a pretty nice day out there. Light breeze out of the south at 8 to 18. Once we get to our Black Friday, 54 degrees with partly cloudy skies. I know a lot of that shopping nowadays done online, but if you do plan on heading out, it does look like more favorable weather on the way as we wrap up this very, very short work week. Partly to mostly cloudy skies once we get into our Saturday. It looks like another storm system may be brewing just down to our south, possibly giving us a few rain showers Saturday and maybe even a rain-snow mix Saturday night going into the early part of our Sunday. But after that, we'll dry right back out, eventually cooling back down to the 40s for highs, though. So a little bit more of a chill chill in the air going into the early part of next week and getting ready to kick off the month of December. Right now, we're at 34 degrees, just a couple of degrees above freezing. Mostly cloudy skies, but eventually continuing to see those clouds break over the next couple of hours. Northwest winds gusting up to 25, but again, those will gradually calm down. But giving us a bitter wind chill of 24.
Oh, yeah. That wind like that on a day like, ooh, that's nasty out there. I'm going to stay inside for a while.
Yeah, heavy coats, hats, gloves, all that stuff definitely coming back out, at least for the morning hours.
All right. Thanks, Ronnell. The KSN
You're welcome.
Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Jad, what do you got over there?
I got a traffic accident there just reporting now. This coming out eastbound on Kellogg between West and Meridian.
Okay.
Eastbound on Kellogg between West and Meridian, watch out, a traffic accident in the area.
We had a cloudy, breezy, rainy day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature, 54 degrees, normal high, 52. National Weather Service reporting 30 hundredths, about a third of an inch of rain at Eisenhower National Airport earlier this morning. Reports of snow to the west and not far west. The National Weather Service meteorologist told me they had an inch of snow on the ground near Kingman.
Kingman
County. Yeah. So, and then it all just kind of disappeared, went away. Steve and Ted in the morning here on the day before Thanksgiving, and rich New Yorkers are paying people to hold their place in line for COVID-19 tests.
Oh, great.
It's a good job for us. The New York Post says these line sitters get hired through a freelance site called TaskRabbit, charging anywhere from $25 to $80 per hour. And that's a lot of money when testing lines can take more than 3 hours to get through. Many New Yorkers are rushing to get tests complete, or were yesterday, before leaving for their holiday travel plans. So there's an entrepreneur came up with
that idea.
Somebody came up with a good idea. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Except when the guy in front of you says, no cutsies.
No cuts. Yeah, no front cuts. And then there's a,
what?
Then there's a riot.
Yeah.
7:15, Steve and Ted want to recognize somebody who is retiring in December. About December 18th, I just think is going to be his last day out of Wichita State. Joe Kleinsaucer.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you know who Joe Kleinsaucer
is. Sure, I do.
If you've worked in the media here in the past, well, he's had 34 years on the job.
I was going to say, he's been the...
He's been there a long time.
He's been the media relations guy ever since I started my career.
That's right. I think he started in 1987 at Wichita State, and he's the guy who takes care of media requests. So if I call him up and or email him and say, hey, Joe, I need to talk with the president of the university, he's the guy who lines it up. He's the... The person who takes charge out there. He's also, I did not know this, but apparently he's been a basketball referee for all these years. And I did not know that.
Yeah, see him at City League games over the years. Yeah.
How about that? Well, anyway, I just, you know, he's going to retire, and I just wanted to say, hey, Joe, great career. Congratulations. He's always, you know, he's always made the university look good, always been highly professional. One of those guys that, you know, we in the media – we kind of rely on to help us cut through the tape. Otherwise, you know, we could make 17 phone calls and finally track somebody down, but he makes it easy for us. And, he's been a very, very helpful guy. And congratulations, Joe. He's from Hillsboro, I guess.
Okay. Heavenly Hillsboro.
Heavenly Hillsboro. Retiring December 18th. All right, Steve and Ted of the morning here, 7:17. Just a very quick note that... Ted says that he had his sister's house, which is not very far from mine. She had a power outage for 8 hours last night. She got really hammered by that wind. I didn't at my house in Riverside, but
When that gust came through shortly after 6 o'clock last night, she said she thought it might be a tornado. It was blowing so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like you said, then a couple blocks away, everything was probably just fine.
Wow.
It was very localized.
All right. An interesting storm for this time of year. That's a spring storm going on there. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward this morning, talking about basketball.
Yeah, basketball season is here. K-State men open today. The KU men open tomorrow. K-State is hosting a Little Apple Classic in Manhattan, and the Wildcats will open up the men's basketball season against Drake. 1 o'clock this afternoon. First meeting between these two in 64 years. And then K-State on Friday night will host Colorado. K-State getting the season off this afternoon. KU is opening up its season tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, playing in a two-day tournament in Fort Myers, Florida. How about this for the season opener? Fifth-ranked Kansas taking on number one-ranked Gonzaga tomorrow afternoon on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
It's the only time these teams have ever met. Only one time. That was 22 years ago. It was a 14-point win by the Jayhawks in Lawrence. These are two of the elite programs in the nation going at each other to open up the season. Live pregame coverage of the Jayhawks begins at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Game will tip off at 12:30 tomorrow on Thanksgiving afternoon. You can listen to the Jayhawks live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. We do have college football this weekend coming up. Kansas still looking for that first win of the season. The Jayhawks are home. Lawrence hosting TCU. KU is a 24-point underdog going into this one. Live pregame coverage of the Jayhawks for football begins at 5:30 p.m. Saturday. Game will kick off at 7 o'clock Saturday in Lawrence, and that is on KFH. The Kansas State football team is on the road at Baylor on Saturday night. 6 o'clock kickoff. Road finale for the Kansas State Wildcats. They are a 5.5-point underdog going into Waco. We've got the high school state football championships this weekend in the state of Kansas. We have four area teams all going for state titles. On Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock is the Class 4A title game. That'll be in Hutchinson. Our Kansas City taking on Lenexa St. James for that one. All the other state title games will be on Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. In Class 6A, you've got Derby taking on Blue Valley North. Class 5A, you've got undefeated Wichita Northwest taking on Mill Valley. And in Class 3A, you've got undefeated Andale facing Perry LeCompton. And that game will be in Hutchinson. So good luck to those four area teams.
Yeah.
Andale, Wichita Northwest, they're both undefeated. You got our Kansas City and Derby also going for state titles.
Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, good luck to those four this weekend trying to get state titles in football. Speaking of football, got the Chiefs, and then we'll wrap up Thanksgiving weekend with the Chiefs on Sunday afternoon in the late afternoon slot at 3:30. As the Chiefs, in the middle of a stretch here where they're playing 4 out of 5 on the road, are at Tampa Bay taking on the Buccaneers. Usually you think, oh, road game. The Chiefs have won their last 8 road games. So
they're good.
Yeah, they do very well when they travel. First visit to Tampa in 8 years. The Chiefs have never won in Raymond James Stadium. In fact, they've lost their last 5 in a row against the Buccaneers.
Oh.
Who was the quarterback for the Chiefs the last time they beat the Bucs?
Jeez, I don't know.
Joe Montana.
Really?
So it's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the Chiefs and the Buccaneers on Sunday. Of course, we are your home of the Chiefs. Mitch Holtis will have pregame coverage at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Game will kick off shortly before 3:30. Chiefs-Buccaneers live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And of course,
usually,
we got a special treats coming up this
yeah, usually on Friday morning we speak to Mitch, but we don't have a Steve and Ted show on Friday morning, so we're going to have a very special Wednesday pre-Thanksgiving live visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, coming up 1 hour from now in the 8 o'clock hour, so make sure you're here for that, as we'll touch on a lot of subjects.
You bet.
It'll be good stuff. All right, that's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:21 now, keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Governor's handling the pandemic on Thanksgiving. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.